Between the Sea and Sky, written by Jacqueline Dollimore and read by Eloise Oxer. It was not every day that a mermaid became a siren, and not every day that Esmerine attended such a party. It seemed just yesterday that she had moped at home while her older sister, Dulcinea, had spent the week in a whirlwind of ceremony and celebration for her siren's debut. Now, Esmerine's turn had come. Yes, this is Esmerine, my second to oldest. Esmerine's mother put her arm around her daughter for perhaps the 50th time that evening. Well, the older merwoman, her neck laden with pearls, made a slight dip. Congratulations, Mrs. Lornemond. Lorimond, her mother corrected. Everyone knew of the Lornemond merchant family, but the Lorimonds were fishermen, and their name was hardly on the lips of society. You may remember that my eldest daughter, Dulcinea, was granted a siren's belt 2 years ago. Oh, of course, the older woman said. Miss Dulcinea, yes, she's a lovely young woman. Esmerine here is the brain of the family, Esmerine's mother continued. She has a wonderful head for remembering songs and histories. Esmerine smiled dutifully. Dulcinea to her sisters, was the pretty one, while she was the brain, and if they ever forgot, their mother would surely remind them. The old woman paused in thought, her rather short tail gently waving.
Wasn't it one of your daughters who used to play with that little winged boy?
She frowned at Esmerine a little, disapproving the behavior even before it was confirmed. Oh, goodness, that was years ago. I had quite forgotten, her mother said. Clearly a lie, for Esmerine was still teased about her friendship with Alander from time to time. She hadn't seen him in years, but the fact that she used to play with him, and worse, that he had taught her to read, had branded her as peculiar.
I'm glad he doesn't come around anymore, the old woman continued. Those people ought to keep a better eye on their children.
She gave Esmerine's mother a pointed look, as if she should have done so herself.